Anthony on Jams. On the phone line, Rod Love, my big brother, always involved in something, doing great for the community, man. It's been a while, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great, man. I'm doing great, man. And appreciate you. Appreciate the work of The Wire continuously getting the word out, man. But more than that, we got to keep people focused on business, man. The Wire is doing a great job out there. Thank you, brother.
All praises to the creator and people like you who's been in the trenches with us. We're coming up on, I think, 8 years, man. I think it's coming up on 8 years. So,
hey, man, but it's built on a strong foundation, though, there.
Yeah, yeah, it is. It is. Yes, all praises. Election time, primaries approaching. You got general election going on. Florida's definitely on the map. You have been appointed to a very special, unique committee from the supervisor of election here in Orange County. Can you tell us about this committee and why you believe it's important?
You know, just in a nutshell, man, I got to give credit to where credit is due, man. First and foremost, you know, God continues to guide us, man, in the direction he sees fit. But the leadership of our Orange County Supervisor of Elections, none other than Glenn Galzine, this is his brainchild, man. This is, Paul, think about this. Why is it that we wait every 4 or every 2 years and we get into this hustle and bustle about voting and getting voting information out, getting education information out, only to see yet again poor performances, man? I mean, I hate to say it, but what they say, numbers don't lie?
It doesn't lie. And it's all over, not just in Orange County. This problem with voter turnout is dismal. It's all over the country. You know, in Michigan, we just had
a
primary, man, and I was very disappointed. Particularly in the black community, man. I'm concerned with us. It's like we okay with being okay. You know, that's it. We okay.
Well, I will say this, and you asked me the question, and I'm sorry that I'm getting long with the answer.
No, take your time, brother. You know, take your time.
What is this committee all about? Well, this committee is, and it's called OC Vote Committee. The OC Vote Committee stands for Orange County Voter Outreach Training and Education. And once again, it is the brainchild. It is the vision of our Orange County, our first Orange County African-American Supervisor of Election, Mr. Glenn Galzine. And this is one of those deals where there's going to be continuous information, education, and voter outreach, not just every 2 years or not just before an election takes place, but his intent is to have the funding so that you have faith-based organizations, you have sororities, civic organizations. This is nonpartisan. Let me make sure I put that out there, too.
Right.
I don't want folks to think, oh, this is, you know, an African-American thing. No, this is a people thing, and it's nonpartisan.
Right, right. And I'm looking at the committee. It's a very diverse committee that he put together. You got people all walks of life there, right?
And all the thing that I love about it, man, again, and I can't say enough about our supervisor of elections, Glenn Galzine, the brother had the foresight and the vision to step it up another notch, man, and say, hey, we're going to do regular maintenance as it relates to funding organizations to continuously do education and outreach on a regular basis. We see, and I mean, District 5 is a classic example. City of Orlando, District 5
right.
Election. You know, the turnout was nothing anywhere in comparison to what it should be, but if you have constant and ongoing information and education, I think it will up the game of communities as it relates to being more accountable and looking at who it is they're investing in and making an informed decision.
Right, right. You know what was crazy? And I know this committee is going to do great things. I see transparency down there. It's one of the missions, too. I was in Jamaica for Election Day, and it was a few years back. They shut the country down. I was in Ghana for Election Day. They shut the country down. Lines around the corner for people to vote. And then here you come to Orange County, our people act like they don't even know it's Election Day. So,
yes.
So shouldn't, and I know outreach is good, but shouldn't people, like, maybe they checked out. Maybe people don't check out on the system and have gave up on the system. Is that a possibility?
Well, I will say to you, and you know as well as I do, we're starting to see people run for office much earlier than we've ever seen before. I believe the constituents they're getting fatigued. I mean, they're hearing the same thing. Even if you're earnest in what you're saying you want to do for communities, we're starting earlier and earlier. You see more campaign advertisement, whether it's in the mail or on TV. You're going to have fatigue, but here's one thing for sure. If we get our frame of minds, no matter what party affiliation, because again, this is nonpartisan, that you're being advised that, hey, laws change. You need to go to the supervisor of elections office and sign an updated signature so that you can get your ballot mailed to you. And don't be surprised if it doesn't come, because there's a process in place. You need to know when early voting is taking place. You need to know the candidates. And this is not about pushing any candidates whatsoever, but this is about making people aware of the voting processes and all that comes with it.
Wow. Rod Love is on the phone line, new initiative for the Orange County Supervisor election. Shout out to Glenn for pulling this off. And I see he making moves out there. And I hope all this stuff will show in November that we have a big turnout, you know, that people come out and cast their vote. Rod, other stuff going on in the community, man. And this is separate from your committee. There was a hit piece in the Orlando Sentinel on Randolph Bracey. I had never seen an article like this done on somebody running for office that questioned him where he get his finance from, as if he's money laundering or something. It was troubling. I don't know how you felt about it, but I do wanted to get your opinion.
Well, man, I will say, you know, and I know a lot of people reached out to me when I did a editorial response to it. And believe me, B, my response, I wanted to make sure that it was per se, and I guess it's an oxymoron for me to say colorblind, because it wasn't. When I realized that former Senator Randolph Bracey was on the front page on a Sunday morning of the major newspaper in Orlando, it wasn't so much me saying, okay, this is Senator Bracey, but what I looked at is it's been Senator Bracey. It's been our state attorney, Andrew Bain. It's been our supervisor of election, and also he was a district administrator, Glenn Galzine. Prior to that, you can go back some years, it was former Senator Gary Sipplin. And so what I'm saying to all of that is, why is it that we see the persecution or the assassination of people who look like me? And the fact that it all circulated around the fact that they said, okay, a few years ago, his net worth was $10,000. Now, year to date, it's 7 point some odd million. I say congratulations.
That's America, right? But that is America.
But what it didn't go back and say, there's been plenty of other legislators that don't look like me, and I have great relationships with some of them that went on after their political days in office, and they're doing great. And I'm not going to mention his name, but one legislator in particular left the legislature, did great work while he was there, went on to become a lead attorney at one of the largest prison companies in the world, making almost $500,000 a year. You didn't see that?
Right.
Persecuted. But you know what? And I'm going to say this, and I say this respectfully. Unfortunately, we get what we deserve because I see, or let me just say, I don't hear all the affluent black men in Central Florida to come up and say, hey, you know what? I'm not asking anybody to cut their nose off to spite their face. But damn it, this could very well be you.
Exactly.
And the silence should tell us a whole lot.
Yep. We need to speak out. Strong black man, and I'm going to say this, melanated, strongly melanated black man, publicly assassinated, publicly, you know, demoralized by the Orlando Sentinel newspaper. That's not good. And I'm telling you, folks, family, it is calculated. This is how it goes. I've seen it. I'm not just in Orlando. I'm all over the world. This is what happened when they feel like you have gotten too big for yourself. They want to put you in your place.
Paul, and I appreciate the platform that you afford us. And I just got to thank you, man. But I will say this, and I'll close on this. This is a clarion call because, unfortunately, you just have a few voices that happen to look like you and I that are, and you know what? You don't have to get out there and jump up and down. There's some power in this town that all it has to do is whisper to say, hey, look, that's not right. And you can see some movement. But I will say that we've been blessed with continuously help getting help from people who want to do right that don't even happen to have to look like us. And right. Yes, I'm talking about your Dick Bachelors. I'm talking about individuals over at the Magic. They don't have to look like us to want to make sure things are done right and in good order. And they have been doing it. And I could appreciate and congratulate those folks. So I just say thank you, man. But the course needs to get a little louder.
Right. There you go. Thank you so much, Rod Love. Rod Love here on 98.5 The Wire, my good brother, always supporting. And take this message. We're going to have it up on our app. Share it. Share it. They need to hear this conversation that we have here on 98.5 The Wire. Keep it here, family.